Ryan's remarks here were said to be a preview of the acceptance speech he'll give at the Republican National Convention this week. He described his hometown as a place where neighbors took care of neighbors, and he pointed out the business owners in the crowd.
Everywhere I look, I see friends, I see community leaders, I see family members who get up early in the morning, who take risks, who work hard, who sacrifice. They don't know if it's going to work, but it does because they work hard. And you know what? They don't need their president telling them that the government gets the credit. They need to know that we know that they built their businesses and they get the credit.
Ryan's admirers liked what they heard. Peggy Shumway of Racine says she remembers meeting Ryan when he first ran for Congress in his late 20s.
I love him. And he's a great man. He's not changed one iota from the day he walked in my office in 1998 as a young man. Not one. He's still humble, he's sincere, and he loves our country.
But outside the gymnasium, not everyone was in the Ryan cheering section. Democratic National Committee Vice Chair and Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybek was in town to kick off a bus tour with a decidedly different take on Ryan's policies.
I'm happy to be in the hometown of Paul Ryan. He's a good public servant. Seems like a nice enough guy with a mean-spirited budget that would be one of the largest shifts from the middle class to the ultra-rich in the history of America.
While Hurricane Isaac delayed Ryan's trip to Tampa, he's scheduled to leave for there today and address the convention tomorrow. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.